This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A hearing is set to resume today in Michigan as prosecutors push for a school shooter to get life in prison. Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty last year to all charges in the killing of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. He was 15 years old at the time of the massacre and could only be sentenced to life in prison without parole at the discretion of a judge. Lawyers for the suspect accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students are trying to get their client's indictment dismissed. In a court filing this week, Brian Koberger's attorney made the request on the grounds that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. His team also said that they planned to introduce evidence showing he had an alibi on the night of the killings. More Department of Justice charges are being filed against GOP presidential front-running candidate Donald Trump.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is adding one defendant and additional charges to the prior indictment against Trump and aide Walt Nauta. Carlos de Oliveira, who was the maintenance worker who helped Nauta move boxes, was added. An additional charge of willful retention, as well as two new obstruction counts, are being added as well. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Disney fans will have to wait until next year to see Disneyland's Fantasmic, and the 45-foot-tall dragon, that's going to be on permanent vacation.
The Maleficent dragon will not be back. It caught fire in April and fell apart right in the middle of the show. Instead, Disneyland bosses say Fantasmic will feature new special effects during the battle scene between Sorcerer Mickey and Maleficent. And it'll take longer than expected to rework the finale. Fantasmic will return in the spring of 2024. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The White House is claiming they will never offer President Biden's son, Hunter, a pardon.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre simply replied no when asked if a pardon for the president's son was possible. She repeated the Justice Department is independent and the president respects the rule of law. This comes after Hunter's plea deal involving tax and gun charges fell apart this week. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Randy Meisner, founding member of the band The Eagles, is dead at the age of 77.
And take it to the limit one more time.
The band announced he passed away Wednesday night due to complications from COPD. In their announcement, they remembered Meisner as an integral part of the Eagles and instrumental in the early success of the band. The Eagles have won 6 Grammy Awards and are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm Troy Thomas.
When the mercury rises, tempers flare.
A report from the American Psychiatric Association says we do get cranky when it's hot. The reason, scientific, when the temperature goes up, so does your heart rate, which leads to increased stress levels and a bad mood, because the heat reduces our ability to manage our emotions, bringing even the best of us to meltdown territory. I'm Bree Tennis.
Today is officially National Milk Chocolate Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We're going to talk about COVID-19. Just give you a warning. I'm on YouTube jail right now, timeout, because we talked about COVID-19. And I didn't realize that this is something, and I'll share with you, because we've talked about this, that down the road, you know, the WHO has been trying to negotiate this deal with the Biden administration to be the lead agency on anything pandemic going in the future. So obviously there must be an idea that, a really good idea that pandemics, more pandemics are coming, you know, like hurricanes over the horizon here. But the idea that WHO would set the standard, and you and I discussed this, that, it's hard for me to think that we would surrender our sovereignty to an entity that didn't perform all that well in the last 2.5 years when it came to COVID-19. But I thought it was relegated to, you know, Facebook. I didn't realize that YouTube, I don't know why it didn't, but YouTube, they state in their policy that you must, whatever you say must be said that in a way that complies with what the WHO and local media authorities are saying. If not, you will be canceled.
I think it's terrifying. I listen to your show and to other shows, and people have to censor themselves. I mean, I was listening to Glenn Beck the other day, Bill, mm-hmm. and he couldn't say Great Reset.
Right.
He couldn't even say the word. He wasn't allowed to. And I've heard other people at other times when they mention the Great Reset, it gets beeped. Like it's a bad word or something. They beep it out so you can't hear it. And it's like, what are you hiding? It's suspicious.
Well, this is where we are right now, is that, I mean, they talk about disinformation. Well, it's disinformation when you purposely cancel people, or you do what you're doing. You know, here you are, you have a committee meeting in Congress, you know, talking about, about canceling people's speech, and that's what you're doing, you know, by process. And this is all very dangerous because it dumbs us down, because, you know, here we have in America alone, what, 340 million basic human laboratories, in a sense, that experience COVID. And you would think that, you know, the powers to be, or, you know, if they were interested in the health of America, would come together and say, hey, what did we learn? Let's do a deep dive and figure out really what worked, what didn't work. And even though you have doctors and you have biologists and learned people who are not into the administrative state and being supported by said state, so they're conditioned to say only certain things, and because they're all marching together lockstep, somehow that becomes the doctrine. And it's not even accepted, it's forced. You have to accept it. If you don't, you are going to be censored. And so whether it's Robert Kennedy or anybody who's just asking questions and saying, you know, what they brought up quite clearly, even this was brought up by, I think, one of the, this was a vice president for Pfizer himself who said this, said that here it is, we had all this decades of information, okay, empirical data, John, and that have studied, you know, all these different pandemics over, you know, thousands of years, right? And so you've got this accumulation of great information, and they're, and they derived a plan saying, okay, when something comes upon us, these are the things that you will do. And it was all commonsensical, right? Well, what they did in COVID was the exact opposite. All this research, everything that had been proven, that the consensus of nonpartisan, or I should say, yes, nonpartisan scientists came together. They didn't have any axe to grind. They weren't getting paid off by any groups of, you know, pharmaceutical entities or anything like that. It was just about public health. And they came up with a plan, and the plan was excellent. Had we followed that plan, I would dare say we'd have had a dramatically different outcome than what we experienced in the United States under the plan of the Dr. Fauci's, the WHO, and those that were, you know, driving the narrative and the policies for COVID, and look what happened. And I mean, John, what they did is the exact opposite than what was recommended by, you know, by the historical record. Is that incredible?
It's absurd. I mean, the American Journal of Preventive Medicine had revealed that exercise, Bill, just exercise, we're not talking about drugs, we're not talking about supplements, exercise reduced COVID hospitalization by 91%, 91%, and death by 291%. That's the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Did you hear that from Fauci at all? Get out and exercise. Go get some fresh air, get some sun, get some solar vitamin D, but just exercise. They also didn't tell us about things like budesonide. Matthew McConaughey, I remember when he asked Dr. Fauci about budesonide as treatment for COVID, and he said that it was just a placebo effect. A placebo effect. Oxford did a massive study on budesonide and showed that it would have taken care of something like 98% of all hospitalizations from COVID. Think of all the scare tactics that we heard from the media and all the people in the hospitals because of COVID, how big a deal that was. Over 90% could have been, they could have left the hospital if they just would have been prescribed something like budesonide, an inhaled corticosteroid. That's according to Oxford. Yeah. So you've got...
Well, it leads you to believe, John, that they were not interested in the health and well-being of America, that there was a different agenda that was being thrust on the American people. And now we see this infrastructure that is being set up, and it's social media. The social media oligarchs are leading the way. I mean, we can be so thankful for Elon Musk for revealing some of this stuff, but still, you've got Facebook, you've got Google, you've got, YouTube, these other entities that are controlling entities about this. I mean, and here, all we did was we reported on, you know, on the facts, what is being generated by, by newspapers, by other sources of documentation, not conspiratorial, but only because YouTube has determined that anything that is not in line with the WHO is conspiratorial. And what are we guilty of? We're guilty of trying to get down to the bottom, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Why? So we can save people. So that people don't have to be in another room or not even at the hospital while their loved one is dying.
it's a great point, and I think it's lost on everybody except for your audience, because you're talking about this a lot. You've got YouTube in league with the government, but it's not just YouTube that's in league with the government. It's every other social media platform. It's every other company, too. Mm-hmm. And so you have all of these companies from big tech to, airliners and banks. They're all in line with what the Biden administration is saying, which, Bill, is fascism. It's the centralization
We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from John Fleetwood after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Nineteen minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. John, sorry I had to cut you off because we were running up against break here. But as you were saying, yes, information is being manipulated. We are being dumbed down so that we can be managed. You know, the powers to be does not want an intellectual society. They want us neutralized and fit into the common denominator and to be lockstep, as you said, just like fascism, any of the isms promote, because that's how you control 330 million people, because you can't have a big enough law enforcement, you know, to manage 330 million people. So you've got to find other means in which to do it. And, of course, what we demonstrated to the powers to be and to our government that we thought was working on our behalf is that they can scare the hell out of us. And when they do, we'll surrender our freedoms. And that's what we did.
Yeah, and we think of fascism as something that was either something that happened in the past. You know, Hitler was a fascist, or Mussolini was a fascist, or Stalin was a fascist, or maybe it's something out in the future, or it's affecting some other country. But though we're living in it right now, because all fascism is a merging of the government with the free market, with all of the corporations. When the government starts telling what the corporations what to do, when the corporations start acting in lockstep with the propaganda and the political ideology coming out of the government, then that is fascism. So we're living under it right now with this Biden administration, and that's it's terrifying. It's lost on a lot of people besides your audience because you're pointing it out.
But look at the trajectory, though, John. And that is that I don't see the government standing, because what it is, when you talk about the free market, let's just talk about where the money is. You know, BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, as you and I have been talking about repeatedly here for, what, the last 2 years at least anyway. You know, there's going to be a flip in the switch here. And which leads us into this one world government, which, you know, is headed by the World Economic Forum, right? And Klaus Schwab. So all this is all, you know, the infrastructure and is all being laid. The foundation for all this is being laid out. Government right now is thinking that, you know, they still have a place. But look what we see happening in the Biden administration. He has sold out our government. He has sold out our Constitution for personal gain. But what is this country going to look like? What is the world going to look like when democracy really dies?
And people think that, you know, you're just throwing out these ideas like World Economic Forum and the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab. There's no connection with that. Biden's Build Back Better. That very term comes from the World Economic Forum. John Kerry, the so-called climate czar, is an official partner with the World Economic Forum. So all these people, from Biden to everybody in his cabinet, have all these connections to the World Economic Forum. But what does it matter if they are? Well, it's because what they want to accomplish is this great reset that by 2030, the United States is no longer the world's leading superpower. We can't eat meat anymore, and we're going to eat bugs. And what they say, what the World Economic Forum says, is that you will own nothing and you'll be happy.
Yeah.
So who wants that? Who wants to live under a society where you're not allowed to own anything?
Right.
And people think, that sounds crazy. No, they say it, Bill.
Exactly. Well, and it's foundational. I mean, people have to stop and think. Again, this constitutional republic, what it's all about, and it disgusts me, frankly, when you have people, you know, like the Bidens, you know, John Kerry and these people who supposedly are in service to our country, who have taken an oath of office to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, what happens when you're the enemy? You know, you are, and this is what's going on, is we have really true domestic terrorists that are elected officials that are working contra our Constitution. It's like they crossed their fingers when they took the oath of office and they've sworn allegiance now to the World Economic Forum. I mean, that's what I see. Am I misunderstanding something here, John?
No, and it's proven. It's proven that they're selling us out. It's not just hearsay anymore. We have now we know that Joe Biden was given $5 million from Burisma, this Ukrainian energy company. Hunter Biden, his son, was given $5 million. And thankfully, this judge was able to see through this plea deal that happened yesterday. And she said that, no, this isn't going to happen. You're not going to get this plea deal. because right. they wanted to just let him off. And this, what I didn't know, I mean, I don't think we knew until yesterday, was what was included in this plea deal was not just that Hunter Biden was going to get nothing more than a slap on the wrist because of, you know, lying about having not, he said he didn't take drugs when he got this gun, but he was on drugs, or his taxes, $1 million in taxes. But apparently, Bill, they were going to stop. They weren't going to prosecute him for this $10 million.
It's the golden ticket that would protect him and his father, and it's a get out of jail card forever. Oh yeah, it was the golden ticket, and the judge was smart enough to see through it. And all she asked was a couple of questions, and both the prosecutor and defense, they fell into the fetal position, John. I mean, how embarrassing. I mean, these are supposedly some smart attorneys. And it was just, how embarrassing. But the deal is, see, this is the thing about the lies. The lies will find you out. Eventually the truth comes out. And when it comes out, oh man, it can be rough. And it's rough on these attorneys, you know, when they were in court. But how much rougher is it going to be, you know, for the Biden administration? The book of Ecclesiastes says, because sin is not, you know, reconciled with immediately, it gets complicated, right, in so many words. And so it starts mushrooming. It starts snowballing. And this is what's going on with the Bidens. Because I've maintained, John, is that, you know, they're talking 17 million here. Maybe, you know, Comer said it could be as high as 30. That's chump change, John. That is chump change. I'm telling you, the number is much, mucho, mucho, mucho more bigger than what we're seeing. And, you know, and this is why the Bidens want to put a lid on it. They thought that they had a lid on this deal to make it go away so they wouldn't be found out, because there is a lot more beyond those hills. And I think, you know, when you consider, again, I maintain, you've got Joe Biden, the vice president, you got Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, John Kerry, Secretary of State, all under the Obama administration. How does Obama not get involved in the shenanigans there? How is it that his beak is not getting wet when his three major lieutenants of his administration are out there doing a side hustle at the expense of the American people and getting away with this? And of course, it runs rampant, because whether or not you're talking about, and I understand people go, oh, it goes on both sides. Regardless, if it goes on both sides, it shouldn't go at all. And that is, if you look at Nancy Pelosi and how much money she's generated while she was in office, all these other politicians that come in, you know, they're not wealthy, wealthy, but it's interesting. By the time they leave, they're wealthy, wealthy. And it's like, well, that's suspicious. How do you get so wealthy making, you know, $170,000 a year that you complain that you can barely afford rent in Washington, D.C.? And, you know, so how do you come away with all this additional amounts of millions of dollars? Just asking the question. It just seems suspicious.
Well, it's reason, I think, to be a little happy today, Bill, in my opinion. I mean, you could tell me if you take a different take on it, but I think it's a reason to be happy that you have this Delaware judge, this Judge Mary Ellen Nureka, who saw what was going on and saw what essentially was going to happen was he was just going to get, Hunter was going to get complete immunity, and she right. saw through this, and exactly. thankfully put the kibosh on it. Yeah. Plea deal falls apart, and now we can move forward to something, some semblance of justice. I think there's reason.
Well, hopefully this is the start of some sort of justice revival in our country, John. And from that, you know, like the Bible says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And I'm telling you, there is, you know, there's this explosion of rejoicing that's getting ready to break out if righteousness, you know, breaks out. So we can only hope and pray that would be the case, because that truly would be the good, you know, the best thing for all concerned. He's the managing editor for American Faith. John Fleetwood has been our guest. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same.
You could hurt yourself or, worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. A hearing is set to resume today in Michigan as prosecutors push for a school shooter to get life in prison. Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty last year to all charges in the killing of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. He was 15 years old at the time of the massacre and could only be sentenced to life in prison without parole at the discretion of a judge. Lawyers for the suspect accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students are trying to get their client's indictment dismissed. In a court filing this week, Brian Koberger's attorney made the request on the grounds that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. His team also said that they plan to introduce evidence showing he had an alibi on the night of the killings. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated on this TGIF, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Michael Voris is with us, the founder and president of St. Michael's Media Church Militant, a media enterprise established to address the serious erosion of the Catholic faith in the last 50 years. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Bill. Good to be on.
Hey, I want to give you a chance to kind of clear up. You know, whenever you hear militant associated with something, people get a little nervous. So I want people to understand what St. Michael's Media Church Militant is all about, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity. ChurchMilitant.com is the public-facing internet page of St. Michael's Media. So we get the name Church Militant. It's a Catholic theological term that shows where different Catholics are in their spiritual life. Church triumphant means you're in heaven. There you are. You're done. The war is over. You win. Yay. Yeah. Church purgative means your soul's in purgatory. You're obviously not on earth anymore, but you're in purgatory, mm-hmm. on your way to heaven, paying for whatever you didn't, you know, pay for here on earth. And three, church militant refers to the spiritual battle still going on for those people here on earth. Because as long as you're alive, you still can go to heaven or hell. So it refers to a spiritual battle. It doesn't refer to going like firebombing Planned Parenthood clinics.
Right, exactly. And the thing, and the fact of the matter is, and I appreciate the title of this, it's and I'm glad you spelled it out, because people need to understand what the mission of Church Militant is all about. And that is that, especially now, I mean, I don't think you need to have a long discussion with people about the spiritual battle that we're in. It's quite evident, isn't it?
Yeah, I think one of the things I have found is very interesting, and probably maybe the last, maybe it's probably since maybe the 2020 election, a little bit before that. But now you hear some of the biggest names in the culture, whether it's politics or media or whatever, talking about the battle against evil. Now, we've been talking about that for, you know, almost 20 years. It's very interesting. You hear, Donald Trump said, I think it was over the weekend or the end of last week or something, about, you know, Catholics are being, you know, attacked because of their faith. Tucker Carlson, in the speech to the Heritage Foundation the Friday before they canned him on Monday, was saying this is about evil. This is a spiritual thing. And I can't tell you how much my heart soars when I hear that kind of dialogue, because that's what we've been saying forever. And everybody's just going, oh, no, it's just Democrat policy versus Republican policy. No, it's not. One of those sides hates God, hates religion, hates man as he's constituted and created by God. And the other one is just kind of, you know, the Republicans just kind of weak water about that. But, you know, you're sitting across the table with a from an enemy that wants to kill you. There's no negotiation.
Exactly. Well, and what we've been saying here, Michael, is that the people need to understand is you're going to fear something or someone. And we are, you know, as Catholics, people of faith, have understand from his word that we're to fear God. That's the beginning of wisdom. That's
correct.
So important. It is the basis of our Constitution, is fearing God. But the script has been flipped to where the government is causing us to fear them more than God. This is
correct.
Why we were so oppressed, so unrighteously, with the latest pandemic of COVID. And then we start finding out what the real truth is all about. And we need to reconcile this issue. And the sooner we do, the better off we and our families are going to be. Because the fact of the matter is, as you said, this has been going on for decades. And I think that how you describe the Republican Party, they are like Laodicea. They're just kind of lukewarm.
Yeah, very much.
Right. And then you got the Democratic Party that's clear. They made it known in 2000 that God was going to be kicked out of their party platform. And look what happened. They are the party of abortion. They are the party of voter fraud. They are the party of injustice to the poor. I mean, just go on down the line. I mean, every evil attribute can be associated with the Democratic Party, you know, in talking about it in spiritual terms. I know for some of my Democratic friends, this might annoy them a bit, but I'm just saying, look it, I love you, you're still my friends, but tell me where I'm wrong. And it's not even that I want to be so right about it, I just want us to be right together. But we've got to agree and observe, you know, things in the same light so that we can be unified against these forces, the spiritual forces as well as the human forces that we're battling with right now, in my humble opinion.
I mean, that is all spot on. On the political scene, you know, what drives politics? What drives politics ultimately is an individual's view of the world. And on the one side, and this isn't necessarily party by party, because, you know, there's, like we said, there's lackluster Republicans, and I'm sure there's some people who still, you know, for whatever reason, nostalgia identifies Democrats. I don't want to make a clear, bright line there, but there certainly is the majority of that. You know, you've got one view of the world, your North Star. Where are you sailing your ship to, and how are you guiding it? Well, if your North Star is that every human being from the moment of conception until natural death is made in the image and likeness of God. Well, from that North Star, everything else cascades down. Your laws, your politics, your culture, everything. Absolutely. Your morality, how you treat people, what laws you pass to protect them, all of that. If your North Star is that I either don't believe in God, I actively reject the notion intellectually, or I just don't care, I'm indifferent to it, so I'm sort of like a practical atheist in my day-to-day life, I practice as though I'm an atheist. Well, then what's your North Star? You know, okay, well, your North Star just becomes, I kind of set my own rules. Well, that's fine, but that doesn't happen in the regular political process. If there is not, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. If people desert and don't insist on the entire culture has to be centered around the belief that that man has a spark of the divine life in him because he's made in the imago Dei, the image and likeness of God, and everything has to fall from that. If that isn't the thing, something else will step in. And what has stepped in is this Marxist atheist view that the state is God. Somebody is going to be God, either God or the state. And we've seen that. I mean, that's the history of humanity. And, you know, Christianity comes along and flips everything. And, you know, for 2,000, well, roughly 2,000 years, you know, things were, you know, sort of going the way they were. That's why Western civilization is so tremendous, because it was built, you know, from the ashes of the Roman Empire by the Catholic Church and adopted and all of those beliefs and all of those views. That North Star was central to everything. Doesn't mean every single person lived it correctly and all that. It's not the point. But the thrust of Western civilization begins with that starting point, that you are made in the image and likeness of God, and the entire culture has to revolve around that. Here, the state is made in the image and likeness of God, and you know, its role is not to protect the rights God gave you, it's to grant you the rights and take them away whenever it wants.
Exactly. Yeah, it really, to me, it comes down to, you know, if you step back a moment from what you said in terms of the North Star or what worldview you hold to, if it's a biblical worldview or if it's a, you know, a worldly worldview, you see things according to your own eyes. The clear crossroads is it's either life or death. Everything that's associated with God promotes life. Everything that's not promoted, everything that is not associated with God promotes death. It's that basic. So
that's what he told. What he told Moses. I've set before you today life and death. Choose life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he didn't even hesitate. You know, it was like, I mean, right? I love that line. I mean, there was no pondering. It wasn't like he had to go 20 pages forward and figure out what the answer was.
Yeah, no. It's actually very. It's amusing because, you know, he says, "Here's your choice," and then he tells you what to choose.
Yeah, because I know you. Yes, you're made in my image, but, you know, there's some characteristics about you that is rebellious and that you want to see it your way. And darn it, you know, I'll give you the law of gravity. I'll put it before you. Say, hey, look, don't jump off the roof. It's going to hurt. But no, knowing you is you're going to test it. So, okay, go ahead. And the, you know, maybe the worst thing I'll let happen to you is that you break a leg or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, how many friends do you know take you into, like, maybe an ice cream store and say, here, you have a choice here, chocolate or vanilla. Choose vanilla. Well, that's not a choice. Well, it is a choice, but anyway, it's like, I strongly recommend you take the vanilla.
Exactly. See, this is what happens. I'm telling you, so much for options. Michael Voris has been with us. He's the founder and president of St. Michael's Media, Church Militant. Michael, where can they go for more information?
ChurchMilitant.com, ChurchMilitant.com, ChurchMilitant.com. It's all right there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Adam Holtz. Yes, the good guy. He is with us from PluggedIn.com. He is he's the big taco, the big enchilada. You are, huh? I mean,
yes.
Numero uno, el jefe.
He's the guy. I love being compared to varieties of Mexican food. That's awesome.
Exactly. Why not, man? Hey,
not?
Happy day to you. Good to have you with
us.
Hey, all kinds of stuff
to
talk about. Yeah, I know, exactly. Well, real quick, just in a couple of sentences, Sound of Freedom continues,
yes.
you know, to resound, 120, 125, 30,000, it continues to skyrocket and remain in theaters. The word continues to get out. Each week it grows in attendance, which is unusual, as you and I have discussed before. So it's a positive thing, and thank God for people, you know, supporting this and responding to it, because I think that ultimately with all this stuff that's going on, Adam, there's a reason that there's this convergence right now. And I believe it's God's hand, you know,
yep.
for us to look at it and say, okay, you ready to handle the truth? Here, we're going to lay this out. You guys have been spending 50 years killing babies. I'm going to show you what else has been going on with the rape and the human sex trafficking of 7- and 8-year-old girls. Now, you
yep.
tell me what father in this country who has a 7- and 8-year-old daughter would put her on the altar of human trafficking willingly.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And, you know, the interesting thing about this movie, as you said, unlike almost anything I can remember, I mean, we really are in metaphorical unicorn territory here.
Mm.
You know, typically a movie, if it has what they call a hold, a 50% hold of the previous week, that's considered pretty good. 40% is remarkable. Sound of Freedom has like gone up in each of its three weekends.
Week.
And I am looking at Box Office Mojo right now, which is one of the industry sites that tracks box office performance, and they're always a couple days behind, but their latest numbers are for Tuesday. And on Tuesday, it made almost $4 million, which may not sound like a lot, but for a movie that's been out 3 weeks, for a small little movie, and it made more than Mission Impossible. It is outpacing Mission Impossible day by day, which is remarkable. It is up to a staggering 131 million as of Tuesday. And those are science fiction numbers, but it speaks to everything you're talking about. It speaks to the cause of the movie. I think it speaks to just how fed up so many of us in conservative and or, you know, Christian America are with stories that denigrate, that mock, that belittle important things. And, you know, Barbie has a few things to recommend it, but it has a much longer list of problems, I think, not the least of which is that it just totally trashes men from start to finish. And there's some important messages, I think, about how women have been treated. So I don't want to just completely throw it under the bus, Bill, but I think as a man watching that movie, and my wife would say, well, the movie wasn't made for you. Point taken. Right. I want to acknowledge that. I felt offended.
You didn't go out and buy a pink. You didn't go out and buy a pink T-shirt.
No, I just hated that Hollywood feels like it's open season on about half of the population, and that mocking and belittling and demeaning and, you know, name calling so many of us is good business. And so Sound of Freedom comes along and Hollywood scratches its head and says, we don't know what's going on here. And I'm like, well, what's going on here is that there's a pent up demand for stories that reflect the values and convictions we hold to. And even as you said, even apart from that, why wouldn't you get behind a movie that is about rescuing children from a life of sexual slavery? I continue to be astounded at the progressive left's response to this movie. But as you said, you know, it shouldn't come as a surprise given the disdain for life that we've seen for, you know, 60 years now.
Exactly. Well, this is coming at a time, and this is a time when we need to have discernment. And who knows about discernment but the people of God, those who are called by his name. And there is a remnant that is still here that is responding. And we should not lose faith, you know, in doing good. We need to continue on with this good fight. The Father is giving us this opportunity right now and has kind of opened up the airways, so to speak, to break through. I mean, look at, for 5 years, they squashed this movie.
Yeah.
Right? Because it didn't serve the agenda of the common culture. And we, as people of faith, we're here as watchmen yelling and warning people. Look at you. You're heading down the wrong. You're heading to a cement embankment, and you are going to get devastated. You and your family. Listen up. What's going on? And and this movie is just one minor manifestation. Look what happened. You know, politically with Hunter Biden, looked like it was going to be a cakewalk, but for a judge who asked a couple of basic academic questions. See, this is the power of the truth that people need to realize and praise God for. The truth is so powerful that it penetrates all the resistance, the idiocy, the stupidity, whatever you want to call it. And what did it take? What did it take? It just took the truth. A question.
And it took and it took the courage to follow through. I think so often we feel like we're I feel like so often we just feel beaten down and we can get discouraged and we can get, you know, literally discouraged. We can lose sight of the importance of standing up and count, you know, being counted in the fight. And, you know, I think the irony is Disney just continues to put out bomb after bomb after bomb. Disney bought 20th Century Fox. They had the rights to this movie. They could have released it, but as you said, it didn't jibe with their agenda. And let me just say, by quick way of, you know, connecting a couple other dots, talking about Disney and talking about discernment, they have another movie out this weekend called Haunted Mansion, which is based on the ride at Disneyland. And okay, you know, it's a haunted house movie, right? So on one hand, you could say, don't go too hard on it. The movie itself is utterly forgettable. It's not a good movie. But I think from a worldview perspective, it's got seances, it's got spirits, it's got possession, it makes fun of Christianity. And I just feel like, man, Disney, you failed in all these other areas. Let's line up and fail on the spiritual side of things, too. This movie's a mess. Don't go see it. And I don't actually say that very often, but go see Sound of Freedom. Heck, donate some money so somebody else can see Sound of Freedom. It's just Haunted Mansion is going to be another bomb. And I think, you know, at some point you would think the Disney shareholders would, like, somebody would raise their hand and say, what are you guys doing? You know, is there any accountability here?
Well, what are they? They've lost over $900 million.
That's a lot of money.
They've surpassed $1 trillion now in these present movies that they've lost.
Yep.
You know, because, you know, they're leaking like a sieve here. And, you know, but the deal is, see, this is discernment, discernment and wisdom. But what happens? You know, God says real clear, hey, you want wisdom? Stay attached to me. You don't want wisdom? Right. Disconnect from me. Okay, so all these entities that have made it clear, you know, that they hate God, they want nothing to do with God, they want to side with Satan, because this really is good and evil. Okay?
Yeah.
And again, it's really clear. Our own experience, personal experiences, the Bible, again, reinforces it, is that with good comes life.
Right.
Prosperity. Joy.
Yep.
Right?
Abundance.
And abundant
life.
And with evil, you get death, destruction, and every manner of expression. And here it is. I mean, these are the clear choices that America is making. And for those of you that have ears to hear, I pray that you will run away from the evil and choose God. Choose life and see what happens. See the difference, because you're not hearing the stories of those who have chosen life even in spite of the persecution. And we know this, Adam. We know the persecution will even intensify more. But just like, you know, just like the early martyrs, I mean, you imagine the level of belief and commitment that they had, that they willingly, you know, picked up their own crosses and died for the sake of the gospel.
Yes, absolutely. And they did so. Yeah, they did so courageously. And again, Jesus said, don't be surprised when the world hates you. And I think sometimes we're so eager to find affirmation in the world. When our Lord and Savior said, the world's not going to get it. And not only is the world not going to get it, the world isn't going to like you. And not only is the world not going to like you, they're going to hate you. Now, I don't want to go out and court people's hate by being, you know, a moron, right? We have to be wise and we have to be shrewd. And we have an opportunity to be the aroma of life. Yeah. But there are going to be people who respond to that invitation of life and truth. By, you know, acting with hostility and real hate. I mean, I hate the fact that the left has co-opted the word hate to mean, you know, basically anybody who disagrees with us, for lack of a better, you know, description. But we have an opportunity to be salt and light. There are going to be people who wake up to that. There are going to be people who hate us for that. And there are going to be unexpected things. Let me say that our next door neighbors, I think I would have described as seeming to be far from God.
Mm-hmm. But you've got about 40 seconds left. Go ahead. 40 seconds.
They had a tragedy in their life, and the husband is now hungry. He's now curious. And so, and he knows that both Christians on both sides of him are, you know, they're Christians, and we're talking about it. So, as Peter said, being ready to be, you know, to give an answer for the hope that you have. That's the people we want to be.
Adam Holtz, the director of PluggedIn.com. That's where you can go to be in the flow of the know. Adam, as always, thank you so much to you and the team and all the great work you do on behalf of freedom, the truth, the American way, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business?